Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment, little piece of overdrive here. I appreciate Corey calling in and the news he's giving us about a lot of people in the National Guard, regular, big army, all of it being awake is very good. And, you know, I flew off the handle at the security personnel at the NSA, but only because they're there full well knowing that they're trying to act like citizen reporters are evil when we all know who really runs Al-Qaeda. And we all really know the globalists are trying to shut this country down right now. And we have a real chance at turning things around today. We have a real chance if we awaken the mass of society to what's happening and to what's going on. But we have to admit that our government's been captured and that they're planning to stage large events. But that was very exciting. Finishing up there. Corey, in North Dakota, you said you were down in the shooting pit and mentioned my name and the heads all turned. Please continue.
Yes, sir. You're pretty well known within the military. A lot of guys are first-time listeners, and they're saying, well, he sounds like he's a little bit off the wall. And I said, you get the guy fired up. It's no different when you get fired up over something that you don't like or something that you believe and somebody else is saying something against what you feel. You're going to get fired up. You need to listen to the content when this man speaks with passion, because it is real. This is not an act. I've been listening to him for a few years, and it is awakening me. I'm doing my own research to the point where we take some of my buddies from the unit. We'll come out. We'll play Risk with my sons, but we don't play Risk normally. We'll play Risk, and I'll play the New World Order. And my sons are informing themselves to the point where they'll call out what we're doing because they've seen it on TV or seen it on the news. It's pretty sad when the globalists can't even fool a couple of 14-year-old twin boys.
Well, the truth is we're just rediscovering what it is to be free. If you're not bewaring an out-of-control government or an infiltrated government, if you're not bewaring someone taking your liberties, you will be enslaved. I mean, Thomas Jefferson said, even if you try to protect it, you're probably not going to keep it. I mean, that's the thing. You either aggressively defend your freedom and your individual liberty, or it will be taken. And special interests, I get chills when I talk about this, have come in and taken over. And everybody just wants to go along to get along, and it's only going to get worse until we wake people up. But our birthright as a free society is to understand that when anybody says give up your liberty for security, they're a tyrant. And God bless you. And again, folks, statistically, the globalist know the military is the biggest threat. That's why they demonize the military. And you're like, but they're going to use the military. It's like Stuart Rhodes came on from Oath Keepers and said, we need to get the military, especially retired veterans, to help lead communities to get prepared for an economic collapse. The Swiss are preparing for economic collapse outside of Switzerland. They believe it's going to happen. That was in the news yesterday. And Stuart Rhodes is flying into town next week to talk about this on air with us. He's absolutely right. It really hit me when he was saying that the other day, how important this is, that that's their checkmate, unless we get ready for it. But some people were commenting going, why is the military going to be the answer if the military runs for the New World Order? They don't work for the New World Order. They're fraudulently under New World Order control. But imagine if we wake them up, it's over before they get their robots and drones and centralized systems in place. I apologize to Kat and Jeff and Mike and Chase. We're out of time. I can't keep doing overdrive. I'm exhausted. I've got to go take a break for about 30 minutes. I'm working on Obama deception, too, and a bunch of other stuff that's going on. We're about to upload high-def footage in the next hour to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com of my team there in Utah. We salute them and pray for them going up and covering the NSA, the high-def footage of the military taking our cameras, or the NSA private security, I should say, that has military rank, taking the cameras and then thinking they erased the footage. That's all being uploaded right now, and we'll have that linked up on Infowars.com in the near future, in the next hour or so, and more on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. God bless you all. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-547-8490. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-547-8490. That's 1-800-547-8490. Call 1-800-547-8490.
Hi, this is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs, and I know how important a great smile is in business and with loved ones. Having a great smile will increase the odds that your loved ones will get closer to you, and in business, that you'll impress that client. A recent study of 2,000 people said you can look up to 13 years younger if you have whiter teeth. If you want to erase yellow stained teeth in just 5 minutes a day, then try PowerSwabs. What makes PowerSwabs better is that it works on natural teeth and veneers. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Call now and try it risk-free. Dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee your friends and co-workers will notice your new white smile. Get it risk-free. 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
In the United States of America, land of the free, home of the brave, World War II veterans are being told they'll be arrested if they try to visit any of the national cemeteries, the World War II Memorial. They have shut down the U.S. cemetery that's controlled by the Park Service in France. They are actually posting guards at places like Mount Vernon that's not even federally controlled. It's privately managed and funded. They are putting fences up, sending out overtime bureaucrats and armed police of the Park Service and others to try to frustrate and block the American people. And, of course, it came out yesterday. That's on direct orders of the anti-American, anti-gun, anti-family occupier of the web, of the White House. There is no doubt that the power structure is trying with everything they can to break this country, and that we have a power structure at war with the nation, with our industry, with our power plants, with our people, with our families. We are under sustained military attack. Our own military itself has been captured by the globalists and is waking up to this fact. The NSA Center is run by the foreign offshore banks on record. They use it to control the markets, to rig the markets, to shut down their competition. The NSA base in Utah that just opened up. It's not been shut down during all of this. There are articles out at Infowars.com today where in Congress, the chief of the DHS openly came out and said it is terrorism or terrorist to want privacy. So wanting freedom is terrorism. Supporting freedom is evil because these people have occupied the nation. They are moving against us. And it's only realizing the total magnitude of this group who believes this country belongs to them and who have seized control of the federal government that we have any chance of ever getting out of this. Now, I sent the crew to Utah to the NSA Center, and they went and drove around it yesterday and shot some high-def video for the upcoming film Obama Deception 2. They're going back today and are there right now, and there is no live feed taking place right now. Okay, so we just talked to them over the phone, and they're expecting to do a live feed again in 5 minutes, and they are at the NSA Center right now. Okay, well, I want to get them on the phone right now. Call them on the studio line. Put Weldon on the phone right now. That's how we're going to do this right now here on air, because I wanted them to continue to do live feeds as they drove towards the NSA Center. So they are about to arrive there in the next 5 to 10 minutes, and then we'll have live feeds here on air of the paramilitary police and the Army base that's attached to it. And Weldon was actually in the Air Force years ago there in Salt Lake, so he knows the area well. Weldon Henson, who went with him from the InfoWars operation. And when we've gone to the NSA Center in San Antonio, when we've gone to NSA centers in D.C., they come out and act like you're bad videotaping them. These are people that track everything you do illegally on record. These are people that run Al-Qaeda publicly. These are people that ship the narcotics in publicly, run by foreign banks that launder hundreds of billions a year publicly. That's in Bloomberg, AP, Reuters. And they sit there and act like you're evil and you're bad and you've done something wrong. It's like when cops come up and say, why are you videotaping me? I'm going to arrest you, when there's no law saying you can't videotape them. It is just a government completely rogue, completely out of control. And so we're going to see what happens once they get there with the live feed coming up. So we're going to be breaking all of that down today. And in NSA News, let me direct TV viewers and radio listeners to InfoWars.com, but TV viewers can see this article from Washington's blog that links directly through to the congressional public statements. Chief of DHS Privacy Officer, government called privacy office terrorist. That's the chief of the privacy office complaining that happened. And then they've got quotes from Hayden, who headed up the NSA, saying anyone that wants privacy is a terrorist. Boom. Okay, this is on record. You're a terrorist if you want any privacy. But the government, the rogue government, it wants total privacy and acts like the First Amendment is the ultimate sin and the equivalent of child sacrifice. Here's another one. Phoenix mayor defends police filming ASU tailgaters, surveilling them with the anti-terror teams. And we've got mainstream reports where they now call the public insurgents, and we're all treated as an enemy, and the government is an occupying force because it is a globalist occupied army. Doesn't matter if you're a patriot and a cop or in the military. The people running you, the people in control of it, are a seized government. It'd be like if aliens landed and threatened to vaporize the earth if the military didn't go under their command and the military went under their command. It'd be the exact same thing. But these are our fellow humans. These are globalists that have done this, and everyone is bowing down to them. Let's continue. California condemns indefinite detention. Passes a law saying they will not secretly arrest and disappear citizens. So due to pressure, California has done the right thing. And I thought nullification doesn't count when the states stand up for the Bill of Rights. Nullification does. Nullification does. Continuing with the NSA news, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee says we've got more info on NSA spying in the newspapers than from classified briefings. And he said that to the Associated Press. and it's gotten almost no attention that the NSA will not tell Congress what's going on. See, that's a rogue government, a rogue bureaucracy. Obama says he doesn't have to go to Congress for any approval for military strikes. So that is just some of the news on that front. We're going to get updates from the NSA report live here in just a moment via phone as they prepare to arrive and they start up the live feed, which, by the way, I know Gucciardi's on hold. He can start up a live feed anytime they want. Continuing, though, after we get into the NSA, monuments and memorials remained open during previous shutdowns, reports the Daily Caller, and links to the Associated Press from 1996 during the last government shutdown. None of them were shut down because they're open parks. More government expenditures are being spent to block the slaves from access, because the truth is almost the entire filthy, evil government is still operating like a wood chipper destroying our freedom. They just want to give us the idea that it's all shut down. NBC reports Founding Fathers Tavern closed by government shutdown. Troops forage for food while golfers play in the shutdown. They're keeping the government golf courses open, but shutting down the areas where the Army can eat to pull a stunt. Well, who needs the average enlisted to be able to eat as long as the officers can play golf and visit their mistresses? Okay, we've got Anthony Gucciardi with us on the phone, and we'll run the live feed video only in the background while that happens. Anthony, I guess it's a little bit further out to the NSA base than you guys had remembered being there yesterday. You're going to go to the front gate and talk to them. How far away are you, Anthony Gucciardi?
Exactly. We're about 5 minutes away. We're on live stream right now at the moment as well. And yes, we went yesterday. There is a military compound at Camp Williams, but it's hooked up to the NSA data center, the Eye of Sauron of the United States and New World Order. And there is a military outpost in the front, and there's a gate, and it looks like there's armed guards and everything like that. And we also noticed indications of underground bunkers and a number of crazy things. And we went up. We didn't even go try to go in. We were just scoping it out yesterday to see how far it would get. Now it's snowing, so it's taking a little longer. It's let up now. But so we went around, and we were met with unmarked federal/police cars circling us. We got it on camera. In an attempt to threaten us and intimidate us, did not even dare to stop the vehicle within 100 yards of the NSA spy center.
Well, they'll also have signs saying photography prohibited. You're not on the base. There is no law. You can look at it with Google Maps. They're all spying on us illegally, telling us our First Amendment's illegal. So when they say, don't you see the signs, say, don't you see the First Amendment? And when they ask you for your ID, you demand theirs first. We've done this before. And you can also tell them, you know, federal courts have ruled we can stand outside and videotape this. They used to arrest people until a couple years ago when they lost in federal court. And you guys are doing a great job to defend our First Amendment. What they're doing is illegal. It's not to protect America. It is a foreign command base to spy on America. That's why it's hooked onto an army base. This is a command base to run the technocracy during the shutdown of America. It might as well be an alien mothership landed in Utah to run operations against us.
No, exactly. And furthermore, they even have a back entrance, and when we went around there, the same thing, these unmarked cars would come around. It's instantaneous. I mean, this is the most heavily armed facility I think I've ever seen with, in terms of they're calling in real time the military police or whatever they are, the federal government, I have no idea. And even when we're not even stopping and doing anything, I mean, we're literally stopping the car and just looking at it, and they're like, better send someone out there right now.
Well, you have to understand, you are designated, this has come out in Congress, as a terrorist. All Americans are terrorists because this is the foreign army of the New World Order. This is the Redcoats. This is the captured federal government spending hundreds of billions of dollars with giant NSA command centers already built all over the country, building huge ones in San Antonio, Dallas. There's one by my house in my neighborhood, a substation. All the agencies dialed in. Obamacare dialed in. The IRS, every schools from California to Pennsylvania, watching kids over their laptops at home. I mean, this is the total Ministry of Truth, Orwell Command Center. We're going to come back to you, Anthony. The live feed is up on Infowars.com. Folks can go to InfoWars.com and see our live stream posted up there for everybody. We'll come back to you via phone and live stream with Anthony Gucciardi, and then I'll get off the phone with you once you arrive so you can stay focused and be prepared to talk to the biological androids who think they work for America, who actually work for the foreign Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Every move you make, every breath you take, the NSA and Big Brother is watching you to fix the stock market, to shut down mom and pops, to actuary out how to bring in Agenda 21 and deindustrialize this country and collectivize us. And Anthony Gucciardi, reporting for InfoWars.com and StoryLeak.com, is at NSA headquarters with InfoWars, Weldon Henson and Josh and others from our great crew. The reason I'm not saying Josh's last name, he's worked here a while and does a great job. I don't even know if Josh wants his full name on air. Some of our folks like to stay incognito with the NSA, as if the NSA doesn't already know. Big Brother, they are now arriving at the base. They have army bases. You can see the guard towers in the live feed there to keep the slaves out and keep the criminal operation going. They also use it to spy on drug dealers that aren't paying their cut. That's come out in the Associated Press years after we told you. There's the military base on the edge of the giant NSA command base. Anthony, closing comments on the phone before we flip over to your live feed.
Exactly. So we're now right up here on the NSA data center. As you've seen on the live feed, you can see the military outpost, the tower, the data center itself, which is massive. And this entire time, the last three, 4 minutes we've been talking, we've been driving along the outskirts of this massive eye of Sauron. This gate you're seeing right now, if you're watching live at Infowars.com, this live stream, we're going to approach the NSA and talk about the fact that they are completely spying on us, but we can't actually document them through the First Amendment. We're pulling in right now to the back entrance. We're going to swoop around and go into the military side of it. But this entire compound, because right now, employees, authorized visitors, deliveries only, we're going to get unmarked police cars, federal agents coming very, very soon.
Absolutely, and they're putting signs up even outside the base under color of law fraud to act like you're bad if you even approach your taxpayer-paid-for grid. I'm going to get off the phone with you now, Anthony. Just take your time. Get out of the car. Stay focused. Tell them this is still America. Tell them you know that they are running a criminal operation. We're going to go to your live feed now. Go ahead and disconnect the phone and get ready. Great job, Anthony Gucciardi. Let's now.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Everybody's praying for you. This is such a free country. Now, we need more people. Remember, 15 years ago, they said this didn't even exist, the NSA echelon. The media would actually say it didn't exist, the controlled media. Now, they're forced to admit they're doing it, and now we're having an open debate. So let's go to the live feed. It'll be about 30 seconds delayed. Let's go to that right now.
All right, here we go. This is the official live feed. We are now entering the NSA back. We're going to go into the military establishment, but we couldn't resist. There's so many signs here saying, do not go in here, essentially, or you'll be arrested. No filming whatsoever. This is complete surveillance state on us, all these cameras. Yet, we're not allowed to even film with an iPhone, which is what we're using right
That's
now.
That's because they're committing crime.
So here's the parking lot. They said we couldn't get in the parking lot. Everyone told me there's no way you're going to get in the parking lot. You will be arrested before you even set foot in the parking lot. Here we are, the NSA data center parking lot, where all these loving government officials are.
These guys are as bad as the World War II vets.
What you said to your girl.
Going into the memorial.
And you can even look up. There were NSA agents, very official agents, recently that were fired because they were snooping on their girlfriends and listening to their phone sex. But here we are.
Good spot right over there. I'm going to go grab it.
All right. Well, I wonder what that building is over there.
I don't know.
We should get the other camera on, too.
See a spot over there.
Yeah, so here we are. We're trying to figure out what's even going on.
Their directive is to go find the PAO.
Slaves entering the key.
The PIO, public information officer.
So I guess we're just going to go ahead and park.
Or public affairs.
And get out. Look at this view.
Get both names.
Look at this, the beauty of this area. And the NSA is just destroying it, corrupting it as a cancerous tumor on the beauty that is Utah and the United States.
And again, this isn't even supposed to exist.
There's so many good people here that don't understand what's going on. I mean, there's people that are actually somewhat patriotic in many ways, but they think that government spying is a good thing. They just don't understand at all. So that's when I told people that we're going here, their brain almost blew up. They're like, you're going to the NSA? You'll get arrested for just looking at it. They couldn't even understand.
That's right. That's how intimidated America's gotten.
Start filming with the full setup and most likely cause some problems here. The spots are reserved for low emission vehicles only.
Spying on the American people illegally. How dare journalists go to the NSA? Nobody's supposed to do this. They're God. They're above the law.
Look over there. They're all lined up.
This is a hard break. We got to go to break on radio, but the live feed just went up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Hit refresh. It's Alex Jones Live on YouTube. Alex Jones Live on Ustream. Right now, we have backup streams as well up on Infowars.com. And this is the military base entrance. Then they're going to go over to the civilian entrance.
Maybe it's because maybe they're fans of the show. They heard.
Oh, they're watching right now. You better believe it.
They are staring at us like we're some type of goblins or something.
We'll be right back. Stay with us, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, here we are trying to direct our guys from Austin, Texas, where I'm sitting here at the InfoWars First Amendment Liberty Center in defense of the Republic in the spirit of 1776 and all the basic Bill of Rights and Constitution that our forebears fought and died for. Trying to communicate with the crew, and I've told them to get the camera closer to the police so we can hear it. It's very windy out there.
We'd love to talk to them.
Here we go. Let's see if we can hear what they're saying.
How do we get a hold of them?
Contact.
We can talk to them.
Have
phone
number, but can I get you a phone number?
This is at the NSA Criminal Center.
Say, hey, you know, we're here with the cameras. Love to talk.
This is the NSA Occupation Center. It isn't supposed to exist.
I love
the spy center.
Turn your cameras off. Can I just give them a call real quick? Is everybody over there?
They want to turn the cameras off so they can arrest everybody and make stuff up.
Do you work for?
At least in my experience.
Cameras off. They're just coming to turn off. We're just trying to get.
Listen, Alex. We're talking live on it.
We're just talking. We're live right now.
Yeah, put Gucci already on air.
I'm here.
Look, they're spying on everybody.
Yeah. Listen, they're calling in their buddies. They're about to confiscate all of our cameras right now.
Well, just keep the live feed rolling. It's First Amendment.
Hey, we're saying we're on live feed, First Amendment. We're saying First Amendment. We just want to ask some questions.
That's right. You're the press.
He's about to take the camera from Josh.
Aim the camera at him.
Listen, sir. Here, you want to talk live on Alex Jones on air? Do you want to talk to the NSA agent live on air, Alex?
Yes, I want to talk to the people trying to violate the First Amendment.
Hey, guys. Listen, sir. We're just journalists here. We're just journalists. We're just trying. We're live streaming right now on Alex Jones show. Hey, excuse me. Hey. He cut the live feed.
These guys love to scare Americans. They love to try to intimidate everybody.
They're taking the cameras. They're taking the cameras right now.
There you go. National incident. You can't pull up in a parking lot in America. There you have the NSA people grabbing the camera. At a parking lot on the edge of the base.
Live on air right now. Wait, this is live on air. Okay.
These are the people on the edge of the base pretending the First Amendment's illegal, pretending we're bad when the NSA's on record committing mass crime, the NSA director's on record lying to Congress.
Turn it off. How do I turn it off? I'll pull the battery off. Just tell me how to turn it off, dude.
Look, they don't know how to turn the phone off. It's a phone. They're trying to turn the big camera off instead of the live feed.
It's public affairs or something.
Yeah, they were sent. I just sent my guys to the front of the base to talk to public affairs. That's their directive, as we said earlier.
That would be more than happy to give you. You guys can contact public affairs.
That's what they went to do. We've called them, and they didn't call us back, by the way.
Any questions that you got?
I'm giving phone number.
Okay. Yes, we need to pick for you right now.
Okay. No big deal.
No big deal. You know what John Wayne said? It's not about being the best shot. It's not about being the quickest draw. It's about being willing. It's about showing up. We're showing up in the info war to expose the illegal NSA. There should be a million-man march on these facilities for our First Amendment. We're sick of it. And I salute the World War II veterans that are going across the line of the old Barry cage, the Obama cage.
Did you get any snow over this side of the mountains today or what?
Hope so.
I got any so far this year?
No, just on mountains.
Yeah.
You're hearing a live feed from the parking lot outside the NSA criminal spying Big Brother tyranny center. Everybody's supposed to grovel in fear to these people. They all know the courts have ruled you can go up to the parking lot and film. Five federal court rulings. Five. Type into Google. It's not illegal to film government buildings or NSA. Washington Post, Associated Press. But everybody's scared to go do this. Everybody's scared to act like free people.
Get some information from you, all right? And then, so, it's a protected government facility. Obviously, you know that. We ask that you don't come back. Unless you're invited, contact CAO. Be more than happy to tell them. Okay, that's the job.
Just tell them go, right. And they'll contact the public information officer, which is fine. I gave them the directive. Ask for the PAO or the PIO. They have both names, and then to leave.
All I have is this.
And by the way, when we went to cover Pittsburgh, we had it all on video politely at the Army base, at the National Guard Center where they had regular Army. They lied and said we threatened to kill them and had the police threaten to arrest my guys and go to their hotel. They just finally cut the feed. Was that it? They finally cut the feed. And we had total footage when they pulled up to the military base, said, we called earlier, we'd like to talk to your PIO or PAO. And they come over, they say, who are you? We're InfoWars. They see the camera. We leave. The police come. And then the police call me and say, we're going to arrest your reporters. In fact, I called the cops back and famously aired that live on the radio. People remember. And I said, we have it all on footage, cops. We didn't threaten to blow up the base. It was blow up the base. And the cop went, oh, you've got it all taped. And I said, yeah, before you frame us for trying to bomb the National Guard Armory, and see to them, in the case of Pittsburgh, framing Americans was no big deal. Just like when I covered in Brooksville, Florida with Mike Hansen, an urban warfare drill, we have footage of locals saying, we've been told don't talk to Alex Jones, you're crazy. And then they had a special forces guy start jump out of the woods when I was trying to film the maneuvers and start setting fires. Going, shouldn't have set fires, Alex. And I had to put the fire out and basically tackle the guy to stopping from setting fires and blaming it on us. And I told the guys before they went, this is no joke. This is no game. You are lower than an Iraqi to them, okay? You are lower than a Serb to them. You are the ultimate enemy. You're a red-blooded American that doesn't want to be a slave. And I want to be clear. These average cops out there are just Dudley Do-Right and think they have the moral authority, and they're probably not bad people. But that's what we thought at the military base in Pittsburgh. Then they arrested Rob Dude. Took them to a torture center where they sent everybody out in the rain all night. And I'm not going to get into everything else they did to other people because it's pretty humiliating, but it's bad. They had the U.S. Army with the National Guard and the police, and we sued them and we won. So you're all on notice. And I know the NSA can plant stuff on my computer. I know you guys can come kill me. Go ahead. I don't want to die, but I'm not scared. I'm committed. I know I'm right. I'm committed. Like John Paul Jones, when they said, are you ready to surrender? When his ship was sinking, and he said, I've only begun to fight. And he ended up taking them down. We have only begun to fight. We're never giving up. We're never backing down. We're never stopping. We know what's going on. We understand the globalist occupation. We're aware of what's happening. And I've been wound up today, folks. It's because Gucci already had the idea. I am absolutely stuck here. I've been to the NSA before in D.C., and Jakari and others went down earlier this year to San Antonio. And the same thing basically happened that just happened now. And Gucci already said, we ought to go to the NSA center and point out that they're not being shut down during a government shutdown. And I said, okay. I go, you want to go to San Antonio? He goes, no, let's go to the really big one in Utah. So I said, who wants to go around the office? And Weldon Henson, who's an Air Force veteran and loves Utah, was stationed up there for many years. He said, I want to go. The head of my shipping department and product procurement department with Tim Frugé, just does a great job, great patriot, good friend of mine. He wanted to go, and he's never been reporting for us. He wanted to go do it because I guess it was what you'd see as a dangerous mission for freedom. So there's a spirit of defeating the tyranny that everybody wants to be involved in it, and that's the spirit that's going to defeat the tyranny, folks. And then Josh wanted to go, so they're there, and I told him, I said, listen, they're going to take your cameras, and then they're going to try to intimidate you and threaten you once they're turned off. You've got to say, good, set me up, lie, be evil. You are going to end up going to jail when we take this country back, and then they'll release you because I've been through this before. It's like a spirit. If they think you're scared and they think that you're groveling, if you just go, fine, set me up. Do whatever you're going to do. It's on you. God's gonna deal with you. They literally, in every case, start shaking because you're not afraid. I had this happen with Delta Force down in San Antonio. They did take our footage in that case. And Mike Hansen would not give them the camera. This is right outside the military base, Fort Sam Houston. The Delta Force ordered him over there because we were covering the drill. And pulled out his Beretta and stuck it right to Hansen's chest and said, I'm going to tell you one more time to give me that camera. And Mike, by the way, didn't give it to him. And then he said, holstered the gun and grabbed it away from me. I got to be honest with you. I was ready to give him the camera before he pulled the gun out. Because, you know, we're going to win this thing. That's the thing about Mike. I never told the story he didn't want to tell. We were in another case where people pulled guns on us. And Mike literally blew up and told him to go ahead and shoot him. Oh, yeah. That was quite a case one other time with some hillbilly folks who were trying to help out. And then the feds went in and told them we were feds. The next time we showed up, and they were telling us we were feds. And Mike blew up at them, and they had guns. We started pointing them, and Mike's like, go ahead. I'm not afraid of you, you scum, you white trash. Damn. That's the thing about Mike Hansen. Anyways, I'm going to shut up. I'm not going to tell any more of the story. I just started having flashbacks to all these events. Listen, we're not the poor Russian people that were always serfs, never had freedom, and who were enslaved. We're not the Germans that were strong, smart people, but had always been serfs and followed orders. We're not all these other people. America is the ragtag folks from all over the world that came here through adversity and who do not want to be slaves. And your new world order is not going to work. I don't care how much fluoride you put in the water. I don't care how much GMO, how much NFL, how much Britney Spears, how much Lady Gaga. I don't care how much of it you push and you shove. The spirit of 1776 is rising again. They won't let us have industry. They won't let us have jobs. They're shutting down our power plants. But they built a giant power plant just for that NSA center, the first thing they built 5 years ago when they broke ground on that abomination. So, you see, they get power, they get money, they get energy, you get cut off. It's military. It's called siege. And obviously, those security guys don't know that. obviously they're not bad people on average, but they've been taught we're the enemy, so everything's fair game with us. Everything is not fair game. We're not here to be raped. We're not here to be pushed around. We're not here to be abused. We're done. We're not taking it anymore. Oh, man. Is there any live feed, or is that it? Is it all gone? Has the live feed archived yet? So we can go back and show them the police and what happened when they grabbed the camera? Again, folks, I've checked the law. I've checked the federal court rulings. And they all know this, too. They went up to the parking lot area. They could call it espionage if you went over that fence, but all of it's public. We're not doing it from an espionage perspective for some foreign power. We're doing it for the American people under the First Amendment. The truth is the NSA is run by the foreign banking cartel on record. They are the foreign power that took our money and built this cancerous criminal institution that is expanding and metastasizing right now. That's what happened. I'm putting all these people on notice. And so they always try to intimidate and arrested reporters, mainstream reporters, you name it, in the last 5 years. Lawsuits were filed. The NSA lost. Because you can go up to a military base as a reporter and say, I want to talk to your public information officer or your public affairs officer. But they try to act like that is some freaky, horrible thing to do something like that. Photography is not a crime. They tried and charged him, but then he got thrown out of court. A resident of Illinois we had on last year was life in prison for videotaping police. And you can see the NSA center back there about 400 yards away, just the edge of it over that hill. And, you know, here are the guys getting out of their vehicle, all on a power trip because they work for the NSA. It's shameful that you work for the Foreign Occupational Bank System. It's shameful. It's shameful. It's shameful that you're part of the fake, illegal shadow government. It's absolutely shameful. And the sleeping giant that is America is awakening. And more, we the people, other reporters, other newspaper reporters, just 4 or 5 years ago, they had San Antonio Express News and other San Antonio papers, I forget the name of their weekly, go out to the NSA center they were building right by a Walmart. It's about a third the size of this one. It's the size of 5 or 6 big football fields, just the buildings. And they came and arrested the reporter and took his film footage. And then later dropped their fake charges because it's all fake. It's outrageous. Folks, it came out now that people at prayer breakfasts with Obama that mildly criticized abortion were then audited and harassed under Obama's orders. The emperor, you go to a prayer breakfast. Here it is. IRS audited Carson after prayer breakfast. That's up on DrudgeReport.com. We have Anthony on the phone. Anthony, what happened? Anthony Gucciardi.
Listen, they're not even letting me call you right now. They are telling us that we have to legally delete every single thing on our camera right now, or we cannot leave. All right. Well, would you want to talk to them about it?
Yeah, that's total color of law. That's fraudulent, and they know it.
They're saying we cannot leave unless we delete everything on the camera. Delete the scenes that we shot here.
Yeah, tell them to state the authority under law.
Please state the law in which says we need to do that. He says CFR 228.03, and that's his federal property. If we don't delete it, we cannot leave.
But you're in the parking area.
Yeah, we're in the parking area of the NSA. Are we in the parking area, though?
Yeah.
So we are in the parking area.
Ask them if Google has to delete their satellite photos. Put up the Google. We can zoom in anywhere.
What about Google satellite photos and stuff? They have photos of everything. Do they have to delete it? Okay, so they're saying since we took it on this property, we have to delete it. We can't leave. They're going to keep us here until we do it. Are you guys going to arrest us? Or they're going to take all our equipment. They're going to take all our equipment out.
Well, you need to tell them this. Let me talk to them.
Here, would you please talk to Alex? Okay, he's not going to. He refuses to talk to you.
What is his?
Would you be willing to tell Alex the law? He just wants to know the law.
What is his name? What is his name?
What's your officer name? Justet T, badge number 800. He's an NSA police officer. And your badge name, sir? Sergeant Mamano. Badge number, please. 784. And you, sir, please? We're just documenting this for records. Lieutenant Bauman, badge number, please. 4? Just the number 4? Okay, he's a lieutenant, he says. So they're either going to, they're saying that we cannot leave, they're going to confiscate all of our
equipment. All right, well, you tell them this, tell them we're calling the network's legal counsel, and so tell them that.
Okay. We're just going to call their legal counsel real quick, just to make sure. Okay. Now he wants me to hang up the phone. We're just calling the legal counsel. We're just going to get him on the line, and we're going to talk to him because it appears to be a parking lot. But all right, Alex. So,
Anthony, you make the decision on what you feel is best. As long as they delete the stuff back before, it's obviously a violation of the First Amendment, and we'll have a court case. I don't wish to sue them, but it is important for the First Amendment. We'll probably be forced to. So I would tell you that even though these are probably, in my opinion, illegal orders, you are in a dangerous situation.
Let's talk about that specifically at a later time.
Give me the U.S. code that he's giving you one more time.
Please provide the code one more time for why you need to confiscate all of our equipment and delete it or arrest us. Can you provide the code one more time? Excuse me, sir. Can you give me that code one more time? They're not letting us walk away. Can you give us that code? CFR 228.03. He says, under that code, we have to provide every single thing that we took here and delete it.
Say that again. That's what law?
It says we're trespassing on CFR 228.03.
Oh, no, that's trespassing. He has to tell you to go. So he's no. Telling you are going since he told you.
We're leaving. Why? What does that have to do with taking all the cameras and stuff? Okay.
Tell him I comply with your trespassing. Tell him I comply with your trespassing order. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We're good to go? We're good to go? Did you delete it? Okay, we're good?
Okay, get out of there. Get out of there right now.
All right, we're leaving right now.
And they're probably, well, they're undoubtedly watching inside right now, but that'll take the bureaucracy time to figure that out. Get out of there and do not remove the cards out of the camera.
All right, listen. John. Alex.
Yeah.
All right, listen. They're listening very closely to what we're saying right now. We're in the car.
Yeah.
We were able to get all of the camera stuff, everything, and maintain it. And I think we have all the footage.
Get out of there.
Getting out of here, dude. But listen, they're freaking calling in more people. They are going to get us.
Well, that's how the battle's joined. That's our plan. It's called the Alamo, baby. What do you think, we're stupid?
Listen, these people are defeated, man. They didn't even know what to do. They said, we have never experienced anything like that.
They've never experienced a slave come before Mordor's gates.
We did not bow. And I said, we're going to go over to that office over there. And we spoke to Public Affairs. And they said, oh, that dog would have got you if he went over there.
Oh, we're scared of their dog. We're so scared. That's why we went to the NSA Center.
And we got it, though. When we first came here, the guy came out of the building. He's like, get out of here. Get that camera down. We got it all on my screen.
Okay, you're driving out of there right now, right? You're driving out of there right now.
We're driving out of there right this very second. And they're making some phone calls. They got our information. We are freaking on the no-fly list, blacklist, red list, whatever.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Let's hope they do that, because then the civil rights violation's a lot bigger. The only way we take America back is by showing Americans how to act, showing them that we can stand up to Mordor, showing them the illegal spying's going on. And I'll talk to you off air, obviously, but you guys are smart. Make copies of the footage, get it to secure parties we have in the sector. You know who that is, and then they won't stop us. Three copies, go procure other systems, copy it, and then secure it, and then hope they try to stop you at the airport when you're leaving.
Yeah, exactly. They're making some phone calls right now. They're not very happy. They're just amazed when we stood up to them.
Have you rolled out already? Are you out of there? Foreign jurisdiction.
What happened, Josh? Okay, we're good. Yeah, we're leaving the entryway right now where all the signs say you can't come or you're a criminal. So we're going back onto the public property because apparently the parking lot is not.
Listen, I've already checked it. So is the Associated Press. The receiving areas, those signs are fraudulent. They know that. They know you can pull up and ask for their public information person. But again, they act like you're bad to want to know about the big giant group of criminals that in Congress and in D.C. that set this up. And they don't even know how to delete the stuff.
They had no idea what they were even doing.
They don't even want the minions thinking that it's illegal. Because those cops aren't criminals. They're just ignorant. So just get out of there. Get out of there immediately.
Yeah, we're getting out of here right now. We're going to go secure all this stuff. I mean, it's just absolute. This is just a complete takeover. There's just no rights left. They're like, I said, well, what about the First Amendment? They said the sign says no footage. There's no Constitution existing. Well, the sign at the NSA overrides the Constitution.
Well, that's just like they tell kids they can't write about guns in a story. They can't write about their dad that's in the Marines. They can't show the symbol of a finger. There's no law. It's thought crime. They're just telling us. The National Park Service is going around to stuff that isn't even federal property and shutting it down right now at Mount Vernon, you name it, because it's all a giant power grab. They need to keep us intimidated, keep us under their orders, Anthony.
They've got big old lights on at the military camp now, even though it's broad daylight.
Well, they've gone on alert.
Criminals.
Well, that's because the enemy, the American people, showed up. The enemy.
American people dare to show up.
They probably got alert. 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 Whoop, whoop, whoop. Alert. The press is here. Alert. They're still real reporters. Alert. Alert. Run for the hills.
I mean, it's like realizing the First Amendment.
It's like an anthill panicking. We're going to come back. Second hour coming up. InfoWars at the Utah. Big Brother criminal spot.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
my friends. Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.